started there taking a flame of cane.
First of all, we're talking about the Evorim. We need to give Hakor HaSatoiv. So, first of all, Oide Hashem Oide Befi Betoch Rabim Alenu. I can remember 3 years ago, I was in hospital, I couldn't talk, and now I can talk, and I give the Shir. And I need to give Hakor HaSatoiv to Simcha and MD to giving me the honor. Already the fourth year, I don't know if tomorrow will be a shiur. I always, the last shiur of start, the day chumash shiur, in the last 3 years, I gave the last shiur. And in the new year, in Be'ezras Hashem, next year, which is, says there is Rabbi Chazan, but Friday, Mirza Hashem, the first shiur I always, always give. Today, we haven't got much time. Today, when I came to make my coffee in the coffee room, so somebody came to me and he said to me, I saw your picture on the notice board, but on the asterisk was a fleck. I said, you got such a good eyesight to see on the picture the little fleck. Did you clean it? He said yes. He took a toothpick and he went through the picture, the toothpick. I came today, it's a day of awareness, which every year I was bent by it in the Minchas Yitzchak. It's going back over 40 years. The Minchas Yitzchak, which was Av Beis Din in Manchester, Yitzchak Yanke Weiss, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, it gave me, this was years and years ago, he said to me, a esrig is an esrig only with a pitem. Una pitem, don't do a bruche. And yesterday, 1 o'clock in the night, I clicked open, I opened the news, the end, when I finished everything, I like to see the news, you can open the news. There is loads of pictures of Moichre Esroigim, which bringing Esroigim to Gdoile Yisroel in our time. Reb Doiv Landau, Reb Moshe Hiller Hirsch, the Rachmes Trifske Rebbe, the aller Rebbes, and all the Sfardische Gedoinim, which is, I don't want to be mefared the names, the Moichre Esroigim, bringing them Esroigim, I did not see one Esrig without a Pitem. Why I said without a pitem? Because people in Eretz Yisrael years and years ago, most of the esroigim, and that's the halacha. Every esrig, I was in Eretz Yisrael like 2 weeks ago on a Friday. I went to the pardes itself and cut the my esrig. I want to buy an esrig from the source. I didn't open this box at all since I came. I can go around and show you. I took a sample. I didn't open this box. Here is quite a few esrogim, and every esrig, this is an esrig. Can you see the Peter? Loads of esrogim here growing. And with a pitem, an esrig cannot grow at all without a pitem. Every esrig, look how many are in here, every single one is growing with the epithet. Can you see epithet? Look, every seed is growing with epithet, right? I didn't touch it. They shrivel because they have been joined with the tree itself. And also, the last year he was talking about the limbs of the person. State pre eitz odor. Why did the Torah? It's a mitzvah midoraisa. It's not a mitzvah derabonon. It's a mitzvah midoraisa. And the Torah is makpid on esri. It should be complete and clean, and more meshubach all from all the other minim. Why punktin the esig is more than all the other meeting? Steht in the medresh esroig doime lelev. Look the medresh, and the lev of a person is ikar ha'evorim. Steht a posuk mikol mishmar netzor lipcho. You have to guard your heart. Why? Steht in the posuk kimemeno toitzois chayim. Esrig, I thought, just now I thought, Esrig, why it's pre-Eitz Hodor? Because Hador be'ilan mishono leshono, at all the time, right? Esrig is doime lelev. Your lev is Hadar be'ilan mishono leshono all the time. When I was in Kfar Chabad, in choosing the Esrig with my son, I saw there is a new trend in Eretz Yisrael. They're not from people who want to come to places where frum yidden living and see how they live. They're going to Mea Sheorim, they're going to the Naezach Toyameof says they night to see, to eat chuln, they buying chuln for Zer in Shabbos. And punks there was a group of 30 people, men and ladies in Kfar Chabad, and they took them into the orchard to see to explain how the esrogim growing. Then they asked permission to go to the room where they sorting out the esrogim, and they start suddenly 30 people. I was there with my sons. It was only Friday after Kimat, the midday. They coming and they see me turning the esrogim with a lamp on it and check him. So they came to me, they're looking at him like I fell from the mud, from the moon. What are you doing? I said, I'm checking the esrog to see if it's... Said, what are you checking? A lemon. For them it's a lemon. So, and how much is it worth? So I said, it's worthless. We said, worthless? What do you mean worthless? We can go into the shuk arba minim and buy for 5 shekel an esrog. Why do you say it's worthless? So Rabbi, I said, if the esrig also, I bought one esrig, and it's interesting. It's a Rebbe esrig. It's not the nicest esrig. That's what I cut in the tree. That's what he let me to take this esrig. You can see that this esrig, which is a Darbi Ilon Mishono Leshono, even though all the heat, which was in the summer, the pitam is on it. It stays on it. But I found something else this year, and we need to bring to the shear also a bit of technology. Obviously, so what happened in Eretz Yisrael from the heat? I showed you the little buds, how did they start growing? Before the halacha is, before it come to shlish giduloi, if it's fall down, fall the pitam, the esrig is still kosher. So, it's soiter what I said. You can take esrig without the pitam, right? How come the pitam stay? Everyone wanted to buy an esrig with a pitam, but they haven't got. How the farmers can bring that every esrig, the pitam, should stay on the esrig. So there is an international law, not Israel the law. When any country in the world exporting fruit from one country to the other, right? the international law in the whole world, a fruit start growing from the ukers, right? So they got to put, and the fruit start rotten from the ukers. So what do they do? It's automatic. Every country, even in Spain, they take all the fruit with the ukers and they put it in some sort of a chemicals to preserve it. So came a Yid, a clever Yid, I don't know, 30 years ago or so on, and he said, we got a problem with the pitam, the people is full. Why shouldn't you try the same chemicals which you put here to preserve the ukets and the fruit? Let's put it on. So when they put it on, what happened? Everyone, when he take it an essay to the Moshe Esri, he looks at the, why? We need to find out. All it's hot is there is winds, there's sometimes sandstorms, and when they put with a spray these chemicals and the sun come over it, you got the black spots mimesh in the pitam. Haven't got much time. Now it's piece of technology. I went this year for the first time to the orchard to see. And I'll show you, I put it here on my tablet, because the telephone is too small, to show you that it's even, let's start before. In every year I used to be in London for sickness, so every year my children, I had plenty of esrogim, they came to shul and they were holding the esrog in the pit, and everyone said, oi, 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 it will break. No, it doesn't go. I'll show you here. That's an esrog in a pitam, and I brought the esrog with me. I don't know if you can see. Here is the pitam. Here is me with the scissors coming in. Can you see what's happening on the pitam? Something is moving there. Something is moving from the pitam. Can you see? Can you see? Now is on the scissor itself. Can you see? I just took a clip. A worm. The worm which is growing in, and I'll show you the next picture in the picture. Here is the worm which came out from the esri. From the esri. It's a muncha. It's a beetle, right? And I'll show you the next picture when it is on the went over on the esri. Yeah. Can you see how it went over in the esri? And the next picture also in the esri. Here it's going, and he sometimes live on the esri in the skin of the esri. So I brought the esrig to show you. This esrig which I took. Is it? Right. Moshe Esrogim, you'll find this esrig, right, sometimes. And this, every year I tell you that the Moroccan esrig, especially Moroccan esrig, not to buy without a pitam. I mean, again, I'm telling you, all I'm telling you is on my own experience. If somebody got a shalai, you should go and ask a rov, and if the rov should pass him, I'm not passing him. So this esrog, where this worm came in from it, is possible mamesh.
Because?
It's mefulosh. Mefulosh.
It came out
from inside the esrog itself.
How
are you meant to know? If you can see this coloring in the pitam, sometimes if your pitam is not strong, it's flesh, right? It's flesh, most probably it had a worm.
It's really going to grow on the tree.
In normal years ago, people should observe that this esrog
is kosher. Why? Because the but this is whole. Can you see a whole?
That's it. No, it wasn't special for you.
Besides this, if it's got a hole, the foolish inside, there's it's a mitzvah in the midoraisa, and it's with the goyim. The lev also got two arteries coming out from it, right? And he, I said to the ladies, or the men in Farhabat, I said, if Hastakolil, and it is going to the left, if somebody got a little gum in the left, and you hear that there is a professor in somewhere that again save you, how much would you spend on this professor?
Yes.
It's priceless. So therefore, I say, one nice thing, I always say, is what? One out of 10,000. A clean Mahuder with a Peter Menel.
What's the soul? Is it because it's Chosen?
It's Chosen.
Only it's Chosen. Otherwise, how do you know when the pit falls off?
Huh?
How do you know when the pit, without being a hole, did you come and tell when the pit has fallen off?
No, there is another one here.
I'm saying that word. That's the hole. That's the sign of the hole.
That beetle couldn't have come out of that hole. That beetle is too big to come out of that hole.
I saw it.
For the video.
You want to see the video from the beginning?